Working through trauma can help communities like Peoria solve violence issues.
There are a lot of individuals who have issues that are greater than just a party, that are greater than gangs and things like that.
That's OSF Strives to Hari Allen. I'm Dana Vollmer in for Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Monday, July 27th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Peoria Bishop Daniel Jenke will retire in March 2022 when he turns 75 and is required to submit his resignation to the Pope. Last week, Jenke's replacement was ordained as bishop-elect. Joe Deacon reports.
An invitation-only assembly filled the Cathedral of St. Mary's Thursday as Reverend Lou Tilka was installed as coadjutor bishop. Tilka says he's grateful for the support he's received from all across the Central Illinois Diocese.
From the moment I first received word of my appointment, you have all been in my prayers and in my heart.
The 50-year-old Tilka previously served as a pastor in the Archdiocese of Chicago. Cardinal Blaise Supich officiated the Mass and says Tilka is charged with an important task to help tear down barriers of exclusion.
Surely this means allowing your ministry in this beautiful Diocese of Peoria to reach out to those who are marginalized, forgotten, dismissed by prejudice and judgmentalism.
Jenke was unable to attend the ceremony while under quarantine for potential exposure to the coronavirus. Tilka says he appreciates the support of Jenke, calling him
our local shepherd for the last 18 years, for his warm and gracious welcome to me, his dedication to this local church, which he loves so deeply.
Tilka's father and sisters attended the Mass. The youngest of six children, Tilka says the diocese is not only getting him, but his family as well. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Peoria City County Health Department is issuing a health advisory after state public health officials declared the county one of four statewide currently at a warning level for the coronavirus. The body of an 18-year-old woman was recovered from the Illinois River near the Peoria Lock and Dam Sunday. Tazewell County Coroner Charles Hanley is withholding her name pending family notification, but confirmed she is the person who jumped from the Bob Michael Bridge on Friday. And Illinois Republicans are stepping up calls for hearings about the state's problems with its unemployment system. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Victims of violence can suffer trauma that bleeds negatively into their everyday lives. OSF Strive is a free service available to help teens and adults work through those issues when they're ready to talk. WCBU's Tim Shelley spoke with OSF Strive's Tahari Allen about their role in solving Peoria's violence issues.
Not all the time when individuals experience trauma due to a violent crime are they ready right away to seek out for services and resources to help. And that's why we go back as far as 10 years for, the experience, a survivor, having an experience with a violent crime. But typically how that goes is, a person themselves can want to refer themselves. So it could be like a self-referral. They can call our number. They can just talk with a representative and let them know that they have experienced a violent crime and they are looking for services, or that, maybe they may not even understand that the violent crime happened and that was a wrong thing that they experienced.
But OSF Strive doesn't only serve victims of crime. Family members and witnesses qualify as well.
Sometimes individuals may have issues with sleeping. They may have nightmares because they've seen a violent crime happen. They may have paranoia, things like that. And they just want to talk to someone and see what's out here for them. Someone can call us. We'll talk to them about what trauma looks like, some of the effects of it, and then we'll tell them the services that we offer. The services that we offer are completely free. No insurance is needed, and it is no type of income qualifications at all. As long as you are 14 and up, you are able to get services. Another way that we get referrals is through organizations. A lot of times, organizations or community partners that we have throughout the Peoria area will have a client or patient that they feel as though has experienced a violent crime and that they could really use our services.
Allen says a lot of people charged in crimes have previously been victims themselves and are in need of services to help break the cycle.
A lot of times, individuals who commit crimes or are around crime, they've also been subjected to a violent crime, a victim of a violent crime. And sometimes they'll think that they don't deserve help or they don't deserve to receive resources, but that is not true. And a lot of times the cycle can stop if individuals who feel like they are in survival mode, because sometimes trauma will put individuals in the mindset of a survival mode. They can come here and get the help that they need, and we can help them as best as we can. In the city of Peoria, I feel as though there are a lot of individuals who have issues that are greater than just a party or that are greater than gangs and things like that. There's substance abuse in the home, domestic violence, just dysfunction. And a lot of times they just get in this survival mode and they think there's no hope, there's no way out, and there's just nothing that they can do.
That's OSF's Drives to Hari Allen. I'm Dana Vollmer in for Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Dana Vollmer in for Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unlin.com and pekininsurance.com.